The third stage that a group will experience is called the norming stage. In the norming phase, the group and its members work together on the task to attempt to get along. In this phase, trust begins to develop and acceptance starts to emerge. Cohesive groups commit to working on the goal and the task as a collective unit, a commitment sometimes referred to as the glue that holds the group together. It is also in this stage that you may start to see signs of conformity or deviance. Conformity and deviance can affect the development of cohesion. Conformity occurs when a group member agrees with the group's decision because the majority of the group members agree. Conformity succeeds when a group member conforms in the beliefs as well as in the behaviors. That is, that the members support the group decision even though he or she might have a different option or a different opinion. On the other hand, deviance occurs when a group member disagrees with the group's decision, even though a majority of the group members, who may view this member as a rebelling against the group norms, agrees. Deviance proves positive when members force groups to rethink their decision process, such as when a member plays devil's advocate. Deviance can also have a negative effect when members refuse to listen to the valid arguments or reasons and hold on to his or her positions. This stance creates a barrier to movement throughout the norming phase. A note of caution. Groups would be wise not to fall into the trap of thinking that just because they are cohesive, they do not have to follow the steps of making good decisions based on rational or critical thinking. They still must follow the principles surrounding a sound decision making and problem solving.